renovate, or relocate? Three questions to help you decide. Welcome back to Hashtag Let's Chat. I am Nathan Montgomery, your host. And some exciting news. I just rejoined Coldwell Banker Coast Realty here on the Space Coast. So I'm super excited about that. Was with them about 6 years ago and decided to go home, I guess. So some of us are relocating. Some of us are just renovating. And that's our subject for today. So let me ask you this. Does your current home no longer serve your needs? If so, you may be torn between relocating to a new home or renovating your existing one. Kind of the question I had to ask on where was I supposed to be? This can be a difficult choice, and there's a lot to consider, including potential cost, financial implications, and quality of life. A major remodel can be majorly disruptive, but moving is notoriously stressful. So which is the better option for you? Let's take a closer look at some of the factors you should consider before you decide. Number one, what are your motivations for making a change? It's possible that some of the limitations of your current home can be addressed with a renovation, but others may require a move. The feasibility and cost of larger changes like a room addition or expansion will depend on factors ranging from zoning to your home's current layout. Speaking with an architect or a contractor can help you make an informed decision. Let me refer you to one of my trusted partners to ensure you receive the best possible service. And of course, even rebuilding your home from the ground up won't solve the problem of a small lot or a long commute. Similarly, some frustrations like living on a busy street or a long way from a grocery store, they can't be addressed with a renovation. We are all well versed in this area and can help you decide if another neighborhood might suit you better. Number two, which option makes the most financial sense? Renovating and relocating both come with cost, and it's wise to explore the financial implications of each choice before you move forward. When it comes to a renovation, be sure to factor in all the potential expenditures, from materials and labor to temporary accommodations, if you'll need them. It's also wise to consider the impact on your home's value. I can help you determine if a planned project will pay off at resale. After adding up the cost, you may find that it's cheaper to move to a home that already has everything you want. However, remember that the cost of buying a new home doesn't end with the purchase price. You'll also need to account for other expenses like closing and moving costs and the fees involved with selling your current home. And don't forget to compare current mortgage rates to your existing one to understand how a different rate could impact your monthly payment. Keep in mind, though, that the interest rate on a mortgage is typically lower than the rate on another loan, so you could pay less interest on a new home purchase than you would on a remodel. Again, we can refer you to a lending professional to explore your options. And number three, which option will be the least disruptive to your life? A final consideration is the time and hassle involved with each option, since both renovating and relocating involve a significant amount of each. Even if you hire out the labor, renovations can be a surprising amount of work, from managing a budget to selecting materials. And don't forget about packing up your belongings prior to the construction process. You'll also need to determine if you can live in your home while it's being renovated and how it will impact your routine. The time frame for a remodel is another consideration. High demand for contractors and materials could delay your start date. And once the project is in progress, you can expect that it will take weeks to months to complete, often longer than we plan. Of course, finding a new home and selling your current one is also a significant undertaking. However, in many cases, the timeline can still be shorter than a major renovation. Once you find a home that works for you, it typically takes between 30 and 60 days to close. And luckily, I'm here to help make the moving process as easy as possible. If you choose to pursue that route, I can help you find a property that meets all your needs, sell your current one for top dollar, and refer you to some excellent moving companies that can help pack and transport your belongings. So So there's just a couple of thoughts to think about on the renovating or relocating process. And again, I'm always here to help. You can reach out to me at 321-603-9710 or at RealtorNathanM@gmail.com. And again, I'm always happy to answer your questions, take a look at your home, give you tips, tricks, ideas, all those things that'll just make the decision that much easier. Well, thanks again for listening to Let's Chat. I am Nathan Montgomery. You can find us on wherever you find your podcast at #Let's Chat. And I look forward to hearing from you and helping you and your family and your friends with their next steps.